Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
New Titans linebacker Will Compton on the line with us. You can follow him on Twitter. We suggest that, @_WillCompton. Signed with the Titans on April 2nd, and he's on Titans Caravan today. Will, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you want in on the catfish and beer chugging at the Preds games, right?
Oh, you're damn right I do.
How are those negotiations going?
Well, I was playing a couple C's. You know, I got to kind of ease my way into the O-line group. I feel like I got a good relationship going with them a little bit. And just kind of, you know, slowly but surely, like, hey, how can I get into this fraternity? I feel like I belong. And so, you know, we're working out the details.
Cool. I have loved you since March 23rd when I tweeted, John Keim, my former colleague from Washington who covers the Skins, said that you were visiting. And I said, I tweeted, am told he's a stereotypical, quote unquote, smart intangibles guy. And that got to you, and you took it and ran with it. You said, overachiever, lunch pail kind of guy. And then somebody made a crack about the stereotypical white athlete thing, and you said, big try-hard guy. You were having a field day with it, and I deserved it. How tiresome do some of those labels get, which suit you on the one hand, but on the other hand, tend to pigeonhole a guy?
Correct. I mean, there's definitely truth to it, obviously. It gets tiring, though. It gets tiring when it seems like those are the only labels, especially when, you know, you're going into your sixth year. You feel like you're proven in some areas. And, you know, I know personally how I'm getting better. And it's like, I'm just never going to shake those. So what I do instead is I just embrace it and go along with it and then try to get ahead of it before, you know, people can say too much more about it.
Give me a couple more lines that I should have added if I was more well-researched.
Well, now you're putting me on the spot.
I want you to brag a little, too.
I feel like if you're from Nebraska, that's a college you play, that's a very much an intangible type program. Like, guys who play at Nebraska, it's always football first, smart, heady, savvy. Do you get the sense Nebraska's like that?
High motor, everything.
Yeah, yes.
All the above, especially when you're playing for Bo Pelini. He's about all that stuff. So definitely all those things.
Will, so you're sitting in a tub with Malcolm Butler. And he really asked you if you were the kicker?
Oh, that's a true story, man. Now, obviously, I put a little flavor in my tweeting as far as telling the story, but here's how it went down. And so I'm in the tub with him, ice in my foot, and he's in the cold tub. Actually, he's not even in the cold tub. I'm in the cold tub, and he goes from hot tub to just regular pool. The regular pool temperature is his cold tub. He said, because the cold tub's way too cold for him. So the regular tub is that temperature is his actual cold tub for those listening. You know, we're chopping it up, wrapping it up a little bit. And he looks over at me. I say something funny or something about him playing with Rex Burkhead or something in Patriots or something like that. And he's like, Ryan, suck up, right? And kind of says it kind of quiet, like he wasn't confident. And he was like, Ryan, suck up, right? The kicker. And I was kind of looking at him. I said, what? He said, you're the kicker, right? And I said, heck no, I'm not the kicker, bro. And we started laughing. And I was like, I am part of the free agent class with you. He's like, oh, the linebacker, my bad. And I said, yes, bro, Will. He's like, that's my bad. He said, all y'all white people look alike.
Now, how would you, just give us your honest assessment, how would you rate Ryan Suckup's guns? If you saw
him.
Dude,
you know what? I'm not upset that he said I was Ryan Suckup, because Ryan grinds in the weight room, and he's, you know, he's got a, I can't say certain words, but you guys know what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, he's a decent looking cat. Yeah. Kind of got the fitness on his side. He works hard. He grinds. He's strong. So, I didn't mind it.
Will Compton, Titans linebacker, with us on the Midday 180. You could have re-signed in Washington, and you also visited with the Bills. What made it fit with Tennessee?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely Coach Vrabel and the opportunity presented here. Coach Vrabel was somebody I don't want to say I had my sights on, But when he signed, we have like the same, we actually have the same agent. So when he signed with Tennessee, I remember texting my agent, hey man, I would love to play for Coach Vrabel, because he's kind of got a path that I would like to take, you know, go from player transition to coach. I want to be in the NFL, stick around the NFL, coach in the NFL, all that stuff. So he's kind of been somebody who I've sort of looked up to over the years, because he was at Ohio State when I was in Nebraska. And it's funny how it works out, because that was back when I had no inkling at all that Tennessee would be on the radar. But definitely playing for Coach Vrabel. He's a linebacker. He's got the mentality I like. He's got the pathway that he's taken that I like. And wanting to play for him and that staff, Coach Bees, who's been with Baltimore forever, Coach the Greats, like Ray Lewis and all those guys. He's been around some great guys. They won Super Bowls. So being around that mold, and then, I'm also 4.5 hours away from home here. So this is about as close as I get to being where I grew up. And, it just worked out this way. The opportunity they had as far as playing time and the depth and everything like that, it all factors in. And then, some dollar amounts factor in and things like that. I hated to leave Washington. I loved that place. It was where I was for 5 years. And they gave me my opportunity. Nothing but grateful to all those guys. Very close with everybody over there. But, I felt like having a fresh start moving on was the best thing for me.
I find it rare to hear current players talk about wanting to follow any coach's path into coaching, because I know you guys, when you leave the building late, see the lights are on in the coach's offices, and that they don't have much of a life, particularly during the season. How is that appealing to look in there and say, I want that job that requires even more work than I'm doing right now?
Well, you know what? Number one, it's not that appealing when you see all those things. But, it's something I love to do. Like, talking ball is something I enjoy doing. Being around football, the X's and O's, the ins and outs of everything, learning what defenses do, how they work, learning what offenses do, how they try to attack defenses and things like that. I'm just drawn to it. And, I feel like I just have a big passion for it, whether or not I like the things that go along with being in there late, things like that. I just feel like I would be really good at it. And it's kind of something that I'll transition to, once I'm done playing.
Will Compton, our guest, new Titans linebacker. I need to set up the background of this question here, but you were an undrafted free agent out of Nebraska. You grabbed a roster spot with the Redskins going into training camp 5 years ago. You were cut. You didn't make the initial 53, but you honestly didn't expect to, right? Because you were the seventh linebacker on a linebacker roster of seven players at the time. But
you're correct.
But the thing I found interesting is prior to that camp, you wrote down a list of personal goals on your iPad, both for year one and where you wanted your career to be in 5 years. Well, let's fast forward 5 years. As you signed that one-year deal here in Nashville, how many of those boxes have you checked off from that time where you wrote down those goals on your iPad?
That's awesome that you refer to that, but I've checked all of those boxes. One of them, as a young cat, my mentor was pushing me to, write certain goals down that I didn't honestly believe in at the time, but I wanted to buy into what I was trying to accomplish. So, playing a vital role in the Redskins. And then that 5 years, it was be a starter and captain. And I truly did not believe those goals would happen. But I'm trying, again, you're trying to brainwash yourself into this idea. So, I wrote those things down. That happened. There was a financial goal I wanted to accomplish by age 27. That happened. And then it was speaking and giving back in my community and speaking and doing like a certain number of speaking gigs a year, which at that time I didn't speak or do anything. Like I hated a public speaking class, and my mentor, Ben Newman, it was something he does. So it was kind of something I wrote by having a youth football camp and giving back by speaking like at least three times a year was what I wrote, I believe. And those came true because I have an annual camp, one that, my fourth one will be next weekend actually. And, I speak. I'm fortunate enough to speak and follow him sometimes all around the country each year, a few times, and then speak at schools back in my local hometown. And so it's incredible, man. That whole thing, I'm sure you read it. You might have chuckled a couple times, but it's real stuff.
Yeah.
And, something I believe in, and, I'm very proud looking back on it.
Do you have a new list?
It's in the making. There is a list, not necessarily something I like to talk about before it happens, but it's still being written, but yeah,
we want to unveil it. We want you to read it to us with a drum roll.
Trust me, I want to read it too, just so I can put it out in the universe and everything. But I put it to the right people, and it's something I'll be something I'll be working on.
We're the right people. We're your show now. We're the right people.
I'll keep you guys in the loop at all times. I promise you that.
Is Bo Pelini as crazy as he looks on the sideline?
On the sideline, yes, he is. But it comes from an awesome place. I have nothing but tremendous things to say about Coach Bo Pelini. And, you know, he's really helped me become the man and player, without a doubt, player I am today. He's been one of the smartest guys, coaches I've ever been around. And, you know, he's a tremendous football coach. If there's one thing you need to get better at, it's definitely a sideline demeanor.
I believe, Will, you were a part of the group of former players that went back for this year's spring game, right?
Yes, sir.
How crazy of an atmosphere was that sellout crowd?
It's unreal, man. Nebraska loves their football, and it was unreal playing there. There's a lot of pressure on, you know, these college kids to perform, and they have high expectations. But it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how so many people came back. I mean, there was 300 sideline passes for all the alumni. They want the alumni to be part of it. I feel like Coach Frost is the right man for the job. That whole staff, they're very welcoming, open arms. They want you back. They want you around the guys. They want you having a blueprint, a footprint on the program, and it was tremendous to go back there.
What was your impression of Scott Frost, if you had a chance to talk to him? Because he seems like the most Nebraska football guy out there in his look, his demeanor, everything about him screams Husker football.
Absolutely. The night before, they had a NFL alumni dinner, so there's about 15 to 20 of us that you know, went out and ate with the staff, and you know, it was a real good time. We got to spend a lot of time with Coach Frost. But he's exactly what you said. The guy is even keel and cool, calm, and collected the entire time. No matter when he's excited telling a story, it's like he's the same guy. And real awesome dude to be around, a guy that definitely gets it, you know, being a player, being a coach who's climbed the ranks so fast. And you can definitely tell why the players like him so much.
There are fewer snaps at inside linebacker on this team than there were when you arrived, considering that they traded up to get Rashawn Evans at 22. As stuff like that unfolds, I know you know it's all part of the business. How does it change anything for you?
You know, it might change a few things, but again, it's part of the gig. You come in here, number one, I came here because of the opportunity that was here. So if the opportunity is already there, then, you know, the organization's, you know, smart enough to know where they need, you know, help at and things like that. But you know, Rashawn's a hell of a player. I can't wait till he gets here and, you know, learn things from him, teach him things. But, you know, it's part of the gig. I've done nothing but battle and compete since I've came into this league, and I don't expect it any other way. And that's what I look forward to, and that's what brings the best out of me.
Will Compton has been our guest, joining us before he starts out on the caravan today with stops in Springfield and Bowling Green. Well, it's great to have you on the show for the first time, man. Let's do this again soon.
We look forward to getting to know you.
Dude, I'd love to come back on the show. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Will. Will Compton, Titans inside linebacker.
I think he was who I thought he is.
You follow him on Twitter, @_WillCompton.
Yeah, try hard guy.
He was great.